Hey you, what's going on? Welcome back to the Wealthy Coach Podcast. I am your host, Kendra Perry, and I have a very, very incredibly inspiring episode for you today. So we are going to be talking with Jennifer Woodward. Now, Jennifer was a student in Health Coach Accelerator, my signature program, in the fall of 2020. And she got absolutely amazing results for her business in a very short amount of time. In fact, she went from feeling totally plateaued, like she'd maxed out her clientele, she wasn't getting clients, nothing was happening. She went through Health Coach Accelerator, and before the program was even done, she had booked out her practice and closed several high ticket clients. So she'd sold her most expensive package, I believe 3 or 4 times. So Jennifer had great success within the program, and she is really a testament to how quickly you can grow your business if you just commit to actually doing the work and, of course, doing what I tell you inside Health Coach Accelerator, right? So Jennifer is a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner. She is a board certified functional wellness coach. She's also the executive director of AFDMP at Functional Diagnostic Nutrition, which, funny enough, was the position that I used to have. So I was the OG executive director for the graduate membership in FDN, and now she does that position, which is very cool. She is the busy mom of 4 young kids, which is crazy. I had no idea she had so many kids, and she's in the school for her master's. And she helps women have stress-free, better periods so they can focus on more important things in life, right? So important. Of course, we want to focus on other things other than our horrible periods, right? And she came through the program, like I said, in fall, graduated in January, and her business is absolutely thriving. So I really wanted to take you through this case study so that you can see how it's possible for you to have success in a very short amount of time. Now, not all students have this quick of success, but it is absolutely possible, as you will see in this episode. But most of our students have amazing results inside the program. So I know you're going to love this episode with Jennifer. So let's cue the intro and let's jump into it. Welcome to the Wealthy Coach Podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two, so fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. Hello, Jennifer. Welcome to the Wealthy Coach Podcast.
Hey, Kendra. Thanks for having me.
I'm super excited to hang out with you. I feel like we've been hanging out a lot lately.
I know. It's been great. It's probably because I stalked you for so many years and now I'm like all in.
Yeah, you're all up in it. I love it. Well, awesome. I'm super excited to talk to you today. I'm really just excited about your business and how much it's grown and thrived, especially over the past few months, which I think is super, super cool. But yeah, just so the audience understands a little bit more about you, I would love for you to tell us your story and how did you kind of get into health coaching?
Yeah, for sure. So in my past life, I actually used to sell pharmaceuticals. So I worked for Abbott Laboratories and sold a heart drug and I sold 2 other drugs that I can't even remember the name of. It was so long ago. Wow. But it really gave me an appreciation for the body and biochemistry and anatomy and how things worked. It was really fascinating for me. But at, you know, doing that for 2 or 3 years, I was like, there's got to be a better way. Like, we can't just use drugs for all these things. It just didn't make sense to me. And by then I was pregnant anyway. So quit my job, stayed at home for about 10 years to raise my 4 kids. And during that time, I had a child that had some really severe eczema. He was 2 years old at the time. His name is Roman. He is the sweetest kid in the entire world. My other kids can be kind of assholes, but he's fantastic.
Love it.
He was upset all the time. Like, his skin would just weep and ooze. He'd go outside and play in the hose in the backyard. and his skin would get irritated and his eczema would start bleeding. He'd take a bath and the same thing would happen. And I thought, holy cow, is this kid allergic to water? And you know, you can imagine how at the end of the rope you might feel if your kid is allergic to water.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh my gosh.
So, yeah. We took him from doctor to doctor. We took him to a naturopath. We took him to our so-called witch doctor here in town. And, you know, nobody could find anything that was wrong with him. They gave him lotions, they gave him steroids, nothing would help. Finally, I have a girlfriend whose father is a chiropractor, and he ran an IgG food sensitivity test on Roman, which was another problem because the kid was so tiny and skinny. It was hard to get all the blood out. We finally got it. And we found out that he was very sensitive to chlorine and also casein. So he had been, we live in California. He's playing in the water all the time. We have a pool. He was in the pool all the time. Obviously our house water had chlorine in it, and not knowing better, I was giving him probably 8 bottles of milk a day because it kept
him gosh.
This bottle all day long. So it was just really overwhelming his system. And at that point, my husband and I were like, oh my gosh, evidence-based, you know, medicine helped our son after all of this other stuff. Wow. We took a test, we got answers, we removed the offending substances, he got better. It was like magic, right?
Wow.
And then shortly after that, I became pregnant with my 4th son. And we, you know, it was, I think I had 6 kids.
You say 4th son? You have 4 kids? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I have 4 kids.
You're
yeah.
a superhero. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's a fun life. I will tell you that. Busy. Anyway, so that was 4 kids in 6 years. And my hormones just tanked, probably like, you know, a lot of other women, but I just, I was a mess. I couldn't sleep. I had panic attacks. My insomnia was really, really bad. My hormones felt like they were all over the place. I didn't really know how to name it at the time. I just felt like shit. I felt so awful. Felt like I could not take care of my kids. And I, again, just felt like I was at the end of my rope. So one day I was watching some YouTube, came across somebody who had the letters FDNP after her name and was hearing about all these tests she was running and real answers she was getting for women who were going through the same issues that I was having. And I called my husband. I was like, hey, can you finance some more school for me? I got to do this. He's like, sure. You're crazy. So yeah, I did that, started FDN, and through FDN, was able to run all the labs on myself and reversed, you know, all of my hormone issues, my sleep issues, and just started feeling really, really amazing. And naturally when that happens to you, you want to talk about it with everybody. So I was able to build a health coaching practice pretty quickly. But then it just, you know, kind of got to a point and stayed there. Right.
Yeah. And so that's kind of who you help now, right? Because you help women dealing with hormonal issues. Can you tell the audience like your niche statement? And I want them to see how great and specific it is.
Totally. Yes. I help women have better periods so that they can focus on more important things in life.
Oh, I love that because it's so true. Like when the period is off, like it takes so much of your time and energy because, you know, you have like the week of the period, the pre-menstrual stuff, and it can just be like such a fucking nightmare.
Preach. Yes, it can. And I'll tell you, I did start off with like hormone imbalance, but I took your niching like a boss class and you just kept encouraging me like go deeper, go more specific. I'm like, no, Kendra, I can't do that. And then when I finally did, everything changed.
It's so true. And I think, you know, there's so much resistance, obviously, like in the beginning to niching because you feel like you're excluding people and you want to talk to kind of more groups of people, but the riches are really in the niches. And I think that's a really good testament to that. And I, like you, started out in female hormone imbalance. That was my first niche. And I struggled in that niche because I was attracting all kinds of different women. And mostly I was attracting postmenopausal women. And that was not like the group of women I wanted to work with because I was in my early 30s, like late 20s. I didn't really feel like I understood that sort of part of life. And, but I just feel that like women only really start thinking or maybe get told about their hormones at that transition.
True.
So true. Yeah. So if you're trying to attract like, you know, premenopausal women, it can be difficult if you're just targeting hormone imbalance. And then there's a problem, obviously, that a lot of people don't know they have hormone issues. They don't even like associate their issues with a hormone issue. And so it's really about getting on their level. So I love that. And so You said that in your business, like it kind of grew quickly and then you kind of plateaued. Is that sort of where you were at when you came into Health Coach Accelerator?
Yes. Yeah. I work with a lot of women in my town. I live in a mid-sized town in California. And so after a while, you feel like you've kind of been through everyone who can, you know, work with you or afford you. So yeah, that was March, I think, when I had to move out of my office and home because COVID was happening. So mm-hmm. I thought, crap, like what am I going to do? I was meeting with all these people in my office. I have no place to meet now. I'm home with these four kids. I have to homeschool.
Oh my God.
I know. I felt like I'd plateaued on many levels for sure. Right. But business had, you know, most definitely slowed down at that point for me. And I was worried for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it's amazing. Like, I just think about all these people with kids and homeschooling, and especially I know a lot of that is probably still going on at some places in the US. Yeah. And it's just like, I don't know how we expect parents to do all these things.
I don't know either, but it sure, you know, is a good group of women to get to help, like women who are just completely overwhelmed mm-hmm. and it destroys, you know, I know it destroys their hormones. They think it destroys their period. So we can focus in on that and really find something that is like, you know, quantifiable and actionable to kind of reverse the imbalance. It's helpful.
Yeah. And what was it about that niche that really spoke to you? Was it your own experience with that, that kind of made you want to help other women with it?
Yeah. Good question. On one level, yes, because as I said before, you know, my hormones had just tanked. It wasn't anything that, you know, my periods were super unmanageable. It was just that altogether, I felt so, so crappy. And it's something that when I talk with women that I work with, is a really common theme. So it's just something I heard come up time and time and time again. You know, I have clots the size of my fist. I'm bleeding, oh my gosh, you know, 20 days out of the month. Like I have cramps that are awful. You know, my PMS is like threatening divorce with my husband. So I thought, you know, that's a pretty cool niche to get to go into because it's, you know, every woman struggles somehow with her period.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true. And I think it was only like when I did FDN that I realized that like all the symptoms I was having with my period were not normal because it's been very normalized in society. It's just like, oh, it's just a part of being a woman, like fucking get over it, you know?
Sucks for you.
Yeah, totally. And so let's dive into like with that plateau, let's dive into that a little bit deeper. Like what were like the big struggles you were having that, or at least the struggles you thought you were having when you joined my program?
Yeah. I, like I said, I felt like I had exhausted my market. I felt like I was ill-equipped to attract clients. I felt like I was trying to serve people who I knew couldn't afford me. And I was just generating a lot of free content, which was exhausting because it was what I'd spend hours on every day. On one hand, I wanted to serve people because it was COVID and I wanted to help. On the other hand, I was so busy doing other things in my life that it was really hard for me to be focused in that area. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a program. I didn't have any framework on how to create content and put content out there. I was just kind of struggling. So, you know, really spending a lot of time spinning my wheels, and not getting much interaction. I had raised my prices just a little bit, but nowhere near, you know, what I charge now. And I still felt like it was hard to kind of sell that to people. I don't like selling, even though I've, you know, I used to sell, you know, drugs to doctors, but they almost sell themselves really.
Right.
And I don't mind, you know, interacting with people and having a relationship, but I just hate selling as we all do. So I was nervous on that account. You know, I wasn't really confident, I think, because I also didn't have a proven program necessarily. That I was able to replicate, you know, time and time again. I was still sort of at my beginning stages since I was working with so many different types of people. I was cobbling together, you know, like a little gut program and then working with men over 50 who wanted to lose weight and, you know, working with postmenopausal women. I had all this knowledge, but it was very, very, you know, wide and not super deep. So I didn't have a lot of confidence at that point either.
Yeah. And it's definitely hard to get confidence when like your focus is in so many different places and you're not really mastering like one space, I find. Yes. Yeah. And it probably felt good to just focus on like the period hormone thing. Hey.
Yeah. Like I said, I feel like that was a game changer for me. Like I just remember sitting down one afternoon after really going through all of the resources you gave me and thinking, this makes so much sense to me. I don't know why I fought it for so long. Cause I heard you say it probably 50 times. I'm like, whatever, Kendra, I'm not doing that.
I know. And I love that because repetition is so key. And sometimes I'm like, oh my God, if I fucking talk about niching again, I'm going to vomit because I talk about it so much. But then I remember how many times people need to hear things. And it's true for health and wellness too. Like sometimes you feel like you're so repetitive and you're just saying the same shit over and over, but like people actually need that reiteration. Like it takes time for things to sink in and for people to finally like not only hear it, but incorporate it, but then implement it as well.
Totally. I feel like that's something I learned from you also, just that repetition can be really helpful, not only for your community, but also for you, the practitioner. And sometimes I'll post almost the exact same thing on my social media, you know, like 3 or 4 days apart. And the second post, I'm getting all this engagement for something that I just posted 3 days ago. I'm like, well, all right. You want to hear it again? Cool.
Yeah, I love that too. And I think also like just with social media algorithms, like sometimes you think something's so good and it just doesn't get the traction. Well, like maybe a month later, a few weeks later, like post it again on a different day and it might actually get the traction. So there's obviously like people need to hear the same shit. And sometimes you just got to hit it with the algorithm. So it's okay, cool. To be super fucking repetitive.
Will do.
Awesome. Okay. And so what parts of Health Coach Accelerator did you find the most helpful when you came into it? Cause I know you'd done my niche, like a boss course prior. And I know you'd consume some of my content, but what about that program did you find to be like the most beneficial pieces?
Yeah. When I sat down to actually do the captivating offer work, I think that helped a ton, like naming my program, giving my program's benefits, like really walking through what it looks like to go, you know, deep into that program was so helpful. I'd never done it. In my head, I had it there and I could sort of replicate it, you know, with client after client, but getting it out on paper was very helpful. And I'm almost completing my 90-day program. I think I finished this up with you in October or November. And I'm about 3 weeks out from my complete 90-day program being done, which feels amazing.
Yeah. And how has the success been with your clients? Like, have you found they're getting more results now that you kind of have figured out this concise method?
Yeah, they are. And they know what to expect, which I think is really helpful. Because also at the beginning, you know, I'd sell these packages. And then after people felt better, I'm like, well, shit, now what do we do for the last, like, you know, 4 to 6 weeks of working? So how are your kids? You know, how are things going? But having, you know, everything built out for that full 30, 60, 90 days is really helpful for getting them the results. You know, once we fix what's going on with their imbalance, with their periods and their hormones, then we can move on to some of the mindset work and kind of like the intuitive eating and why they got into this mess in the first place, and kind of finish up with what to do going forward, how to not get back into those habits that they were, you know, practicing that made them feel so awful in the first place.
Yeah, that's amazing. And what were you selling prior? Were you single sessions or were you doing like packages?
Yeah. Right as I moved home, you know, from my office, I thought, how am I going to sell these packages? I'm just going to move over to single hours. Like that's just going to be the easiest thing to do. Maybe somebody will book with me for an hour. So I dropped my hourly price, posted that on my social media, posted it on my website. Nothing. I got like crickets and like, you guys don't want to come hang out with me. What's going on here? Because I get people saying, you know, I can't afford your programs. I can't really afford to work with you. So I thought, well, this is a way I can serve my community in that way. Nobody wanted an hour. So I just floundered for a little bit there too. Raised my package prices once again, just by a couple $100s, just testing the waters. And then people started to want to work with me again. Like they wanted the whole package. I've raised them considerably since then. And like, I'm so busy. I don't even know what to do with myself, which is awesome. And really considering raising my prices yet again. But now I know the person I want to work with, and the person I want to work with knows that they want to work with me. That's been a game changer too.
Yeah, I love that. And I just want to break that down because that's so good on so many levels, because what a lot of, I know a lot of coaches in this audience, when they're not seeing success in their business, they're not making the sales, getting the clients, the tendency is to want to make it cheaper, to drop the price. But this really speaks to the fact that like making it cheaper didn't actually get you more clients. And I say this all the time, a broken record. I'm like, dropping your prices, you're still going to hear people that they can't afford it, right? Yeah. Or people aren't going to buy it. And it's just because, you know, sales is like a skill that we need to fine tune. And it's really about figuring out what people want. And also like speaking to the outcome that they want. And I think for a lot of people, like they've gone and had single sessions with like a naturopath or a doctor or whoever. And like, they haven't had the success because they haven't been able to hold themselves accountable. They haven't gotten the information. They don't have the support. And so I think people truly do want the whole package.
I think so too. And you said that a ton in your program. It really resonated with me. You're like, number one, you'll burn out on single serving, you know, sessions with mm-hmm. clients. And number two, you can't make progress with people. And it's so true. When people do come, because I still offer an hour. And sometimes I'll have people that just want to like dabble in a test and see what goes on. I can make very little progress with those people. And it's almost a wash for me, you know, because we can't go deep. We can't really fix anything. So I way prefer working with people, you know, in packages and then of course the labs. And it's, I try to dissuade people, you know, from single sessions now.
Yeah. And it's so true because you just can't really see people transform. And like, you're in this because you want people to get the results. You want to see the transformation. And we know we can't transform in a single session. And I think about like the single sessions I've done for the most part, like I've not done anything with that. I haven't made any big change from that like 1 hour that I had with a person. Right.
Right. It's damn near impossible to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel too, like so much of the work happens on the front end, right? You have to still onboard, you have to still like do the health history, like do all the lab interpretation. And it's like, okay, if you're going to like sell that one session, like fine, but it better be fucking expensive.
Yeah. 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 You can't even charge enough for a single session with all the work that you're going to put in. It's really true.
It's so true. So what are sort of the big things that you think Health Coach Accelerator helped you achieve?
Ooh, totally. Well, clearing up on my niche. Cause even after taking a couple of your other courses, like I was still, just dabbling in hormones, trying to word what I wanted to do, like put a tagline to it, make my elevator pitch that didn't sound cheesy and still attracted the people that I wanted to attract. And so I just kept going more specific and more specific and more specific. The further I went along in Health Coach Accelerator, I think I posted a few times too in our Facebook group, which is really helpful having that community feedback. And finally I was like, you know what? People's lives suck while they have crappy periods. Yes. And so I just want to free them up to not have to worry about that. And so once in my mind, I'm like, okay, that's my, you know, benefit. And this is what I do. And this is how I make my, you know, community feel. I thought, now I can build a program. So, so it was that, you know, really initial first step of niching down as specific as I could possibly get. I would not have done that without Health Coach Accelerator. And once I got that, then I was able to build out my program and start creating all my content. Like now I mean, my virtual assistant like does all my photos and everything on Instagram and Facebook, but I'm so much easier able to do the copy, like write stuff that just comes from my brain and my heart. And I'm just so happy. Like it pours out of me instead of like sitting there thinking, oh my God, why do I have to talk about B vitamins? I don't care about B vitamins.
It's so true. And I always, when people say like, I don't know what content to make, I'm like, you don't know your ideal client well enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or you haven't determined what you're actually teaching inside your program and you haven't determined your method, because really you're just pulling that content from your paid content and from just knowing that person really intimately and knowing what they're struggling with on a day to day. Right.
For sure. And really on that note too, you know, just the practical things that you gave me in Health Coach Accelerator, like I switched over from MailChimp to ConvertKit. It has made my life so much easier. I can't believe I wasn't using ConvertKit before. No offense to MailChimp. If you use MailChimp, that's awesome. But in Health Coach Accelerator, I learned to use ConvertKit. You gave that great like 1.5 hour webinar walking me through like every single step. I pretty much just copied what you did and it's been amazing. I, you know, have my free, my lead magnet, which I created while I was doing your course too. I kind of like had crappy lead magnets. I was really encouraged to like go a little bit deeper into Canva with some of the, you know, resources and trainings that you provided, and then get it up on ConvertKit, which just, it just looks more professional, feels more professional. I'm able to track my statistics. I also love that you taught me in the course, like do your market research. You can't just get out there and guess. And so, one of the things that made my January so successful was I doubled the price and then I doubled the enrollment for my, quarterly group coaching sessions. Awesome. And I take daily stats from those ladies. So I have them answer like a journal article. On their end, it's therapeutic. On my end, I'm collecting data that really helps me further refine my programs and further refine how I talk to my women. So that was huge.
Yeah, you're in that very much that co-creation process where you're co-creating like your program with the people who are in it, which is powerful. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I teach inside when I teach coaches how to build group programs. We really work with that feedback method, because if you want your program to be the best in your industry, then you have to really work with the feedback of the people who are taking it.
Yep. I like it too, because you taught me, you know, speak in their language, and I wouldn't naturally do that just because the way that I talk to other health coach nerds, you know, all day for my other job. So we talk in nerd speak, but when I talk with, you know, my actual community members, they're saying things like cramping, you know, diarrhea, right? Like all these things that you just wouldn't say. I'm like, oh, that's what you're actually struggling with. I can speak to you on that level with those terms. And it's again, like it's a powerful switch.
It is a powerful switch. So what have been some big wins that you've had since finishing the program? I think you finished in January. Yeah. So recently, it's only been like a month or something like that. So what have been some big wins? Tell me.
Definitely recoup my investment. So thanks for that, Kira.
Yeah. Amazing.
Pretty awesome. Yeah. I think, I mean, definitely doubling what I would normally make in my group coaching sessions. I raised my highest package to almost $5,000, which would like make me sick to my stomach a year ago today, just to put that out there. But I enrolled 3 clients in that package in January, just another one already in February. My mid-price package and my lower price packages, I enrolled 6 clients total there. So I'm just like full to the brim with clients, which is awesome. And like I said, I've got fodder now for my next group coaching program. So I'm almost done with that 90-day program. I've got women who are emailing me every day asking me, when is it going to be done so they can enroll in it? Like, how cool is that? I don't even have to sell them. They're coming to me.
That's amazing. And honestly, when your messaging is on point, that's the experience you have. Like, you don't even have to try that high because people know it's there. They know you have it and they're excited for when you're going to run it again, for sure.
Totally. On a personal note, like a personal win, I was able to put away so much money for taxes in January. Last year, my husband's like, where the hell's all your tax money? I'm like, what do you mean? Where's my tax money? Oh, shit. Groceries this week. What's going on? And he's like, oh no. Yeah. You got to put aside some tax money, which of course I knew, but it wasn't enough last year. And so this year our family finances don't have to cover my taxes, which is fantastic. You also taught me that put aside, you know, X amount of dollars, just every paycheck, every client to make sure you can pay taxes. I just wasn't making enough in the past to have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Now I definitely am. So I'm, you know, getting help where I need to get help professionally, like with taxes, my CPA, my accountant, thinking about switching from a sole proprietorship to an S corp, just because I have to protect my assets now. Like, that's a problem. That's fantastic to have, right?
Yeah, totally. It absolutely is.
Yeah.
I love that so much. And the other thing too, is like, you're still working for Functional Diagnostic Nutrition, right? So you still have like a job on the side.
Yeah, I do.
I think that's amazing because, you know, so many people are like, well, you know, I have a job, I have a part-time job. Like, I can only do this half-time, and you don't need 40 hours a week to build a successful business. And you are proof of that. And so am I, because I worked for FDN. I did the job that you're doing now, for 3 years, for my first 3 years in business. And I was able to get to 6 figures while I was, I think I must've hit figures as soon as I quit FDN and the space opened up, but I was doing really good, with a part-time job and only having like 15, 20 hours a week to actually work on my business.
That's probably about what I do. I see clients about 3 hours a day, 4 days a week. Mm-hmm. Content creation is probably 2 to 3 hours. And then I'm also in a master's program. And so I kind of count that as part of my like personal practice. That's probably, you know, 5 or 6 hours a week that I'm putting into this. But working at FDN is a huge opportunity for me too, because I'm learning from all these people who are experts in their own niches, and, you know, they're constantly encouraging me to grow, refining me. It is a really cool thing to get to be doing alongside my private practice. I think they definitely help each other. So even though it's super busy and I barely pee, because I'm so busy, I am having a great time.
Yeah. And I agree with you. I think it was a really huge opportunity for me. It's really helped me fill my like HTMA course. I get a lot of FDNs like in my programs. It's definitely like probably the most common designation that I get. So I'm super grateful. And it helped me so much. I learned so much. Yeah. And it also helped me learn that I love working with practitioners, which I think is really great too. Mm. As soon as I like quit FDN and I wasn't working with practitioners anymore, I was like, oh, I miss the coaches.
I miss my people. Well, on that note, so I switched from your health coach accelerator now to your HTMA course. So yep. I'm really enjoying that one too. Thank you for all your teaching.
You're welcome. Oh yeah. I'm so grateful that you've enjoyed the courses so much. That's awesome.
Yeah, and what's next for me?
Yeah. And so what would you, and would you recommend Health Coach Accelerator to other coaches who are struggling in their business?
I already have many times. Yes, I absolutely would. You know, you made it really accessible for people. I was paying like $197 a month at that point you let me break it up into payment packages. I know you offer that to other health coaches. I think that was really cool of you for somebody that's just trying to get on their feet. I said this in the Facebook group at least twice, you blew me away with the content that you provided. Oftentimes I'll get into a new program or something and I'm underwhelmed. Right. I was overwhelmed in a good way by your content from the very beginning. So well done you.
Oh, thank you. I love it. This is just like firing up my ego right now. It feels great. I'm just reveling in it. Well, it's been really great to have you in the program. And I always love, you really committed, right? You did the work. And I really do believe anyone who actually commits and does the work will have success, right? And yeah. So you are definitely like the ideal student, someone who just comes in, you were super low maintenance. We didn't hear a ton from you, but you were there every now and then. And you just took everything and did it, right? Did the work.
Yep. Yeah, it's easy to do when you have a good framework. So I think that it would not have been that easy to do if everything weren't there. I mean, it was just laid out very easy, very linearly for me to follow. So I did have a couple hiccups along the way, but you answered my questions and I just figured crap out on my own. And I know there's still work that needs to be done, but I have everything in place because of Health Coach Accelerator.
Amazing. I love it. And so how can people connect with you if they want to, check out your business and creep on you on social media? How can they find you?
For sure. Come creep. My website is jenniferwoodwardnutrition.com. I love to write. And so I write a new blog on periods and hormones and copper and estrogen every week. Come read it. I'd love it. On Instagram, I'm Jennifer Woodward Nutrition. Facebook, Jennifer Woodward Nutrition. Pinterest, Jennifer Woodward Nutrition. So I'd love to answer any questions you guys have about periods. Let me know.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And thank you everyone who is listening. I will see you again, same time, same place next week, where I help you become wealthy as fuck. Bye guys. My friend. So Health Coach Accelerator, the program that Jennifer went through that allowed her to have that amazing success we just talked about in this episode, is opening for enrollment in 2 days. On Wednesday, April 7th. So this episode is dropping on Monday, April 5th. And on April 7th, we are opening to the VIP list only. So the VIP list, you gotta be on it. I'm gonna send out an email on Wednesday, April 7th at 8 a.m. and you will have 36 hours to claim your $400 off gift card or gift card bonus. Discount, whatever you want to call it. And that is only for the VIP list. So you need to be on the list in order to get that offer. And just as a reminder, Health Coach Accelerator is basically your fast track solution to making consistent income in your health coaching business. It is a 10-week live program for new coaches, new wellness coaches, new coaches in the health and wellness industry who are struggling to find clients, grow their audience, and find success in their passion to help people online. So inside the program, we're going to help you choose a specific and profitable niche. We will help you develop a unique and compelling brand, personal brand. I will help you create your captivating signature program that signs new clients. You will learn my permission-based selling technique that will help you close more sales calls. We're going to talk about social media strategy and creating effective content. Finally, we will talk about building out your email funnel, and you're also going to get a couple bonuses on mindset because you actually do need a pretty good attitude in order to be successful online. So perfect fit for health coaches, NTPs, FDNs, IIN coaches, wellness practitioners, health professionals, health consultants, or anyone who just wants to sell health consulting, health advice online. So to get on the VIP list, you want to go to go.kendraperry.net/ HCA-waitlist. So that's go.kendraperry.com/HCA.waitlist. I am also going to link to that in the show notes, and you will find the show notes for this episode at, oh my gosh, I'm not prepared, kendraperry.net/episode61. So that's kendraperry.net/episode61. And you can also send me a direct message on Instagram if you want to ask me more questions about it. If you are listening to this episode after the 8th, because that bonus is going to shut down on the 8th at midnight Pacific, we are going to reopen to everyone else, oh my gosh, on the 11th until the 16th. So you may not have missed out. If you click that link, the wait list, that will get you on my email list so that you get the email communication. Or again, feel free to shoot me a message on Instagram and just ask me for the details. My handle is at Kendra Perry Inc. All right, that's all I got for you for today, and I will talk to you in the next episode.